out. It did hit, but it was on the bottom. When I went down to the bottom of 1 and 2 there underneath the 99.
We wanted to hit just a little bit on the pass last. Slow air.
Throttle me up at next time by.
You want to go and get it up?
Want to go.
Just lower it back on, right?
Why don't you leave them off? And I'll tell you after a couple laps. If you start getting tight, go ahead and turn it on, but you leave them off.
Car's off.
Ready.
Green.
All clear.
Side. Inside. Three wide.
Two wide.
All clear.
Still loose money on one of the tips.
You're good right now by myself, starting up pretty loose. Water's 215, oil 240.
Doesn't feel any tight, let's get that tire switch on.
So, I'm a little tight on the middle, off of 3 and 4, but I'm a little freaking in.
I copy you, buddy, about 3 laps to the competition yellow.
Tank's dropping, the nose is coming up, starting to get tighter.
Cross is out, the competition cross.
Get that start up pretty loose, tighten up on me, going to traffic. Definitely have a little trouble passing because I was loose there, and that was my fault, though. Other than that, you know, we're pretty good.
Well, I'm going to work the airplane around a little bit to help you on new tires, work the right side around to help you on old tires. I'll take a little bite out and help the engine all at the same time. They're definitely coming for four tires, guys. The ninth's about 20 spots behind us, and he's hitting in front of us. We'll stop yourself a little short, and then just be real careful leaving the gorilla. I'd rather lose a couple spots before him.
The route is open.
2100 seconds. That's about 5 away. 3 away. Right here. We'll go, clear one. You got the 01 outside. 17's behind him. Good job, guys. Corey, when you get a minute, just come up here real quick.
To make a note, we need to light up these gauges for these nighttime races, because I'm having a pretty tough time seeing them.
Holy mother, man. Oh, buddy, those are stickers right there. Those working real good. Buddy, what we'll do is we're going to leave those blowers off. I'll try to let you get clean air. Ron, if you think traffic, let's run 3 or 4 and then get the tire fan on. And then if you get time, get the brake fan on, too.
Hey, you want to go to get it out?
Want to go.
Sorry, buddy, the left rear was not built. It had a little flow leak in it, so... Let's run this one here. December 20th, we'll have to adjust again.
I wouldn't have thought that would have made a push.
No, I agree. I think it probably would have made it loose, so hopefully I've reached up enough. He said about a quarter box too much. It's a little bit too early. I'm with you. Be careful. I don't recognize him, so.
The car's off.
Ready?
Green.
Get that tire fan and brake fan on, it's good time.
Alright, I got in the wall, big time.
Just do the best you can, get in here, it's good time.
Inside. Two more coming, about 6-7 more coming. Coming inside, 5 more coming. 3 more. Clear.
Alright guys, get the right side off, take the right side tires off. I think the rear is going to be good, Corey, take your time, we're going real fast. Look in there.
I mean, we're last down, so just take our time. Look at the right front.
Don't worry about fuel. Fuel stay back. Yeah, we're going to look at that right front. I saw you get out, buddy. Right front first.
Left the whole right side square. The toes knocked out just a tiny bit, but mainly, you know, it got the right rear real hard.
Shane, look at the track bump out. Get that fender cleared, then we'll get back out there, but make sure it's mechanically good.
I think might be broke. Maybe a brake rotor in that right front.
First, make sure you got brake pedal. Rotor good, rotor's busted. Okay, put the tires on it, back them up, put them in a hole. Okay, buddy, they kind of ran you up there. I think it was a good car, though, bud. We'll get them.
James Pierce, just got to learn when they will, you know. And I mean, the air just was just unbelievable. Just took it right off the whole car right there.
Oh, buddy, 10-4. Was he driving any better then?
Yeah, it was definitely still a little bit loose, so, you know, it's going to come to it.
Alright, well, I think there's going to be a lot of attrition, guys, so take our time. Get a pick one real good the first time, and then let's go out.
Diablo, do you want the whole right front assembly? Is that what you want me to get off that crash cart?
No, just grab a rotor and some pads.
Well, I think it'd be quicker to take it to our garage, so where we have tools.
Yeah, 10-4. I got no brakes, guys. Just remember, I got no brakes. Take it to the garage, so.
Hey, Rob, you standing up?
Put it here and use your clutch for a break if you want.
Let's stick with the mid. What do you get for your money?
Yeah, a little bit better than the last time. You know, same deal, right in the middle of the corner, it's loose. You know, carried that loose a little bit up off it, too. And this is going to go towards tight.
Everybody hold their head up. This is why we're doing this deal. It'll be a good step for us. We're going to be real good if we go to Texas, home state, Atlanta.
Driving great, you know, I just can't pass up there. It's impossible.
Everybody just hold their head up. We'll fix it once real good, then we'll go out. Make sure we maintain every speed. We should be able to get a good. Yeah, well, if you got a tank alone, there's no reason to take any risks here.
Corey, I'm going to be grabbing the rotor. Just let me know what else we need. You're going to need a lower control arm. 10-4. Dave, just grab your standard right side one off the deck first.
Corey, blow it then. Alright, take it off. Take our time. Wait, go way too fast. Take a risk. You were saying, look at those tailpipes. See if they're going to stay on. So I'm coming to that garage stall right next to you guys. Just want me to spread out. Corey, car coming. Guys, everybody just take your time because these other guys, I think they're going to be hurt a lot worse than us. We just take it one time. Here we get out of here. Nobody hold their head up. Push this off. Hey, Ronnie, that 8-car blow right phone?
Yeah, big time. Exploded it down, going down the front straightaway and just ran into the short chute going into one before I even got to the corner.
Hey, y'all hear that? He is not going to be the only one. We'll fix him.
But
it's
just done,
it's done. We're going to be a little while up front.
Hey, Craig, you know where they put our
crash cart? Connect the electrical. Hey, CC, they got to be a little bit. I want to weld the flat bars off that front bracket. NASCAR would appreciate it. NASCAR, you're looking for, do you have the 24 or the 2448?
The 24 is the one that's kind of off our lowers.
And hey, you're behind us by the T-Shucks. Hey, Yo-Yo. Hey, take the time, because ones like that one coming in, they ain't going back up.
Last
time they are, you know, I don't want to ride around with it, but if I can pass a bunch, we'll do it. Yeah, but you look like you have it well in hand. I'm going to the front, sir.
Yeah, 10-4.
Hey, Cook, make sure y'all stick pretty good. Looks like a lot of four tires, no gas.
Electrical bundle. Coming at you, guys. Hey, cars putting casters in there.
Hey, Devo, you want to set it down to the scale? Or you think like you're able to set the height?
I'd say we probably just set the height, but I mean, whatever you want to do there.
Tell you what, I know we can pass that 8. I would really like to, let's set it real close, because we'll use a little testing. We'll do a little testing right here. Steve, you want to put a fresh set of tires? We got a fresh set here, buddy.
Steve, you got a copy, Steve.
10-4, Mr. Hendricks.
You may need to think about stuffing a couple of sets of tires for Jimmy.
No problem, sir. We'll be out here in probably 30 or 40 laps. They're putting the suspension back on right now.
We can ask Chad how many laps he wants to put on them.
10-4, sir. You have one of those guys run down here. I'll send Kate Foster off the clock to him.
Bye.
This flight is right here in the race plane. Heat it all the way down to the slot. Oh, shoot. Never mind. Delivered it. You'll never get it. Don't mind me. We'll talk those and set it down. Hey, you at the bottom. Tell me last time they run.
Dale Jr. is sitting at 61 lifts, so we're going to need about 16 lifts to meet him. Right now, the 17 is off track for a fender rub, and they have 72 lifts, so we'll need about 27 to beat them.
Therefore. Hey, Aaron, we do want to try to put that back on. Aaron, we do want to try to put that back on.
Okay. All right, Kane. How many laps did the leaders run? 100?
Right now they're on 83, and the 48 says they do not need any scuffed tires right now.
Yeah, well, definitely just keep us in the loop.
Hey, Kane, when you get a chance, do you look at my notes, the chassis drill right there, give me tire rear clip measurements?
Rear tire and clip on the left is 15 and 5/8. On the right is 16 and 15/16.
Thank you.
Kane, how's everybody run? How's the engine cars run?
We got Jimmy in 5th and Kyle Busch in 6th. Looking for 5th.
Therefore.
Brian Pickers back and forth.
What's wrong with that caliber? It's just not so good. Or is it, I know what it is. It won't fit on that spindle. Same spindle, is it? No. It's all right. Dash 2 to dash 3 cookies don't fit.
I gotta bring one.
Well, it'll be fine. Just bleed it out. It'll be good. I'm going to have to run some tires in, guys, so when you get all done, get your water. All right, Ronnie, see you. What was that one?
Turn the 2 car hard in the turn 4 fence.
All right, guys, that's another one. How's it look, Kane? How far are the laps behind him always?
He's on lap 94. We're on 46, so we got a little ways to catch him.
No problem. That should be no problem at all, guys. Yeah, if you need me, I'm going back in the truck.
Now we're good.
Well, see, but it's good, but... Ah, don't worry about it with the changes on the set of it. They're all the same. Okay. After you set that beam, first you walk up there, make sure we're all on the same page of what they want. We're not fixing that one, guys.
Hey, if they could, if they could, Darian or somebody send something to Kane on a computer so I know what's going on, how many laps they want on that thing.
That'd be a Kane. Could you please ask the 5, 25, and 48, how many and how many laps, just to run the same plan?
Hey, Kane, how about the freaking frame lights?
Hey, Dave, do you know what set numbers you want to scuff for the 5? They're wanting 3 sets with 2 laps on them.
No, when I get up there, we're going to scuff this first set, and then I'll get up there and I'll scuff 2 more for him. I'm going to go right to row so I can solve this quickly. Yeah.
Let me back up on that lead. They're sending down a couple sets for us.
Send for, if they want, they can bring me one of the stops. Yeah, that's good. That brings them in.
Yo, Penske, what right front are you going to put on?
Put that rebound back out.
You have anything going the other way, do you? You like to still come the other way.
No, we don't.
Definitely. Well, when we go back down, we're going to build one. If the car's driving through, we're going to do a little front stop test.
10-4.
See, if it's keeping up, we'll do it. Hey, look at Jeff, you're probably ready for a driver.
Yeah, give us a few more minutes.
10-4. What are you doing? Imagine that. See if you want to get that hubcap on there. All right, guys, let's settle down and see what we got. Mr. Edwards, it'll be about 4 or 5 minutes. Hey. Shoot, Jeff, let's put the amount of rounds in it. Real close.
Hey, how about the right side frame lights?
6 and 7/8, right front. 7 and 11/16, right rear.
I got him right here. Thanks. I got him. Hey, grab that wheel and straighten the left front up till it looks straight. Let me shoot the 0 in the box. I just prefer it on the left front straight. Step back a little bit. Step back a little bit, Grace, on the door. A little more. Turn a little more. That's pretty good right there, Jan. See how that looks. Should be. Seem okay, CC? Anybody got a tape measure? Make this one around high. Keep the bite anyway. A little loose. Hold on a sec. Let me get it here. Yeah, I'm trying to measure the way it is this morning. That's a good point.
Hey, the bar's still on too, Devil. We just set that frame height, remember?
Craig.
Let me grab that wheel from Craig. Craig, the 48 needs our spare car battery. Race car battery. Please.
Yeah, did you check the rear end to the clip? It looks like to the left maybe a little.
It probably is. That truck, left that truck over there. A little bit there. I got some numbers in here.
It is like we need to move it, or it's going to be okay.
I haven't measured it yet, but I'd say we're probably going to move it.
Somebody grab an inch and eighth angle wrench. We're going to break that check bar loose and adjust it. You know, I don't want to get that much travel. Give me a hammer. Give me an orange one.
Now it's straight. Buddy car in the fence, hard, 1 and 2.
Slab of the arm.
24.
Boys, it's got about 20 laps, 15 laps to probably need to be out there. We're going to pass here. Why don't you just go down? Get the 32. We need to hear them trying to fix it. If they are, they're a better man than I.
They're working on
it
pretty hard.
Here, do you want to adjust it? You got somebody on the door? I was going to say, just throw the beam on the door. And just trip it down. As long as you got a little load on it with beam on the door, we'll call it good. What do you think? Like the old days. Let me grab you up. They are 32 is trying to fix it, so we got to beat them out by 20 laps. What's your number on the rear end housing? Let me grab the 4 foot level up and the tape measure out of the back of the toolbox. I'll measure and I'll tell you exactly which way to go. I'm going to go ahead and wander out. We're pretty close. Hey, you have to go, Craven. John Edwards is scanning. Johnny Edwards, you want to send them out?
Stevie, the 32 car is definitely trying to fix their car.
The 4 was trying to beat him out. We got to beat him by 20 laps. They're pretty rough, aren't they, there, Johnny?
They're working on it pretty hard, but they've got both sets of tires here. They got a set of tow tires and a set of race tires. I think they're racing that 10 car for position and for points.
Well, I'd love to help the 10 out, too, so. Let's see. Racing that thing. Oh, wait. Yeah, racing it. Oh, you need a racing it. Move the houses. Move the car to the right or the houses to the left. Racing it.
Yeah, we're getting straight side up. Get ready or no?
We're
gonna turn a long way to the left too.
Long way.
That's good. Just like most of this one, anywhere close to the side.
Alright, yeah, let's get straight side up for this check boy.
You okay?
Check the straight side up. This is on the destination. Walk out underneath the bank. Turn that thing out for return.
That 40 car looks alright like the 8 car.
Yeah, well, raise the check bar up. Let me grab a ram, man. Raise the right check bar up 15 rounds. So just keep count on them. We can adjust the thing with them. Bring her knuckles. Are you with us over there, CC? Okay. Raise that baby up.
Careful. Party car's done.
What's underneath? Set it down, raise that thing. Oh, Corey, jump that down however many times you raise it. Please. Hey, did you change that spindle? What'd you put on it? Oh, never mind. You know, I forget stuff. What you gotta do, Wee?
It's not in the bucket, right?
Is it at least, or is it up on the pigtail?
Nah, it's like a quarter off the pigtail. Back then.
Fine, round her down. She ain't going nowhere. I gotta get the rounds back on the right front. Make sure we hook your trip chain back up on the right front. Give me the pigtail. All right, let's just see what you got there. Just quick. Get down, gentlemen. Hey, picker guys. Yeah, well, you're going with the picker guys, right? So I head back that way and get you a water, because we're going to do the tires up the start. I don't want y'all too wore out. We're going to be stopping up there pretty soon. Don't worry about putting fuel in here. Kind of, that's just safe up there in the pit. Find the driver yet. Somebody go let him know. Please. Tell him we're about ready for him, please. You can't make the court, please. Sit down, boys. There when he gets all done, he'll be back about. Ron, when he's coming out, remind him of 15. One, set these tires in real good. And two, I'll try to talk to him about minimum speed, actually. I'll take care of that.
That far. His wheels get torqued. Hey, Ron, you got a copy on me? This is Jeff.
Got the line clear, Jeff? Yeah, I got somebody. You got his speed.
I got you, too.
Here, come on.
All fields coming off of 4. Last car's middle of 4 right now.
We're trying to blend up behind him off of 2.
That is a good sticker.
Car 77 going into 1. We're off 4. Clear.
Man, but this Navy is not too sporty.
Vibration or detain or...
Garnett is really trying to turn to the left.
10-4. We're at the one-point speed. Come on down pit road.
Star send us now. Come, guys.
Check back on 4 rounds. All clear? All clear?
77 coming outside. 2 bar. Outside. Outside. Clear. All clear.
Do you want me to run here?
Let's see the fly one more time in that pit.
It's a lot better. That left front is dragging pretty good.
We'll fit this time. I'm going to get all these tires, and then we'll make some adjustments. He can't see up that road. Just tell me when he's on it. Run.
We're almost halfway down.
Hey, that's like a 30-30. We only have to run a 32 flat. The yellow's out. 4 tires, no gas. There's a 5-star. 4 tires, no gas. That's all clear. The yellow is out. Be careful. Safety work. Talk to me a little bit, Jeff. Is the pulling better? Is it hitting the ground now? Four tires, no gas.
to a lane. We're right here. I'm clear. We're all clear. Meters are off of turn 4. Congratulations, you have now passed the 8. So we stopped the blowers. Let's turn our tire and our brake pan on.
The fence, turn 4, up high. So because the fence up high, we'll have to come down off the fence, head for pit road, go high, go high.
Tighten it up some more there, Stevie. I mean, we're not loose. You know, not really jumping loose, but it's definitely not tight.
Yeah, we're going to jump that jack bar some more. We're going to put one key in the gas and it's in 4 tires. You're running like 2980, 2990. Pretty abusing, really. You're catching some of them guys in the back.
I know how to.
Let's go ahead and just fill it up. We're going to not come with the leaders. Do not come with the leaders. And we're going to fill it up, change 4 tires, maybe drop that track bar like 3 more rounds. That'd be good. Well, buddy, I'm just planning on doing 20 at a time. That's like 16 there, so we're going to put some tires on.
Ben Robin, so close.
Wait, we didn't hear we were going to fill it up, right? 16.
They're obviously having some problems with their scoreboard up here tonight. I watched about 4 different lead changes there on 4 different laps.
Yeah, the hot 6 or 8 are pretty abusive to watch, just like you said. The poor guy, it looks like super speedway racing. One poor guy goes to the bottom and gets loose, he goes back to about 5th.
That'll be up at this time by me, that car's off.
Well, we'll stay out there. This is 11. And the 9 are both coming. We'll let them get in and out of here.
TV 29 says they're fixing theirs.
Thank you, John.
They're just wrecked.
That's not cool. That's just wrecked.
Do you have any cars left? It'd be the most cars ever on the lead lap.
Yeah, there are 4. There's like 34 of them right now.
Come this time.
Hello, buddy.
Everyone on the check.
As the 4 tires, keep your hands free. Drop the check box 3 rounds.
You're all clear. I'm talking about a brake rotor down there from I think one and two on the white line to just stay off.
All right, Jeff, we're at left 78. We're going to pass 32, the 40, and then the 5 in about 70 left, and then we're going to park it.
Yeah, that's what you keep saying to each one goes in.
Yeah, I know. I think if I told you on the radio, maybe you would watch the scoreboard and not let me go any farther.
Look at that traffic. I mean, it's not an issue for me. I'm good.
Yeah, therefore, that was one of our goals, right? I didn't want to get stuck in traffic.
No, I'm like a bank merchant.
Yeah, well, I can work on that. Hey, we're done with fuel. We can start loading stuff in the truck. Hey, Dave, we're going to need one cam down. We're going to hit it one time here in a little bit, but see the rest of it, get rid of
it. Well, if I'm guessing right here on the lucky dog, we have the 17 is several laps down, but he's the first car, you know, laps down. Do they give him a lap back each time, or how do they do that?
10-4. Instead, they're borrowing a 5 laps back last night, if you're the only car. It was probably 1, 2, 3 laps down. It was like 7 and just kept getting his laps back. Six on the lead lap, like 18.
Just getting this on the lead lap yet?
No, he's got a few in front of him. Not many, though. About 3 more yellows just like getting his back, but he's 10 laps on the
lead. Somebody one to go when you get here?
One to go.
Looks like the 32's out now.
They're probably never going to start the race with a cracked beer again.
Yeah, I thought about that. Before you can tell me you hit the wall. Should've just took it off. Bad omen.
It's open to one race, not 7 years.
Yeah. Hey, no kidding.
Fire's off. Ready? Green, green, green.
5 more. We're gonna put the tires on you.
Starting to get pretty loose.
Oh, we'll make some adjustments.
Fast star finish now. 49 coming behind you, Jeff. I think he might be a lap down and getting ready to go a lap down. And then the 20, he's running the bottom both ends.
Steady whenever you are. If that 49 gets close to you, just pit.
Outside, outside, outside. 2100 seconds. Caution's out, caution's out.
It's definitely on competition yellows. They must really have some problems. 4 tires, no gas. I tightened the air pressure up quite a bit, Jeff.
Hold on a second, don't go yet.
to send it down. Brady, put one in that left rear, too, while you're sitting here. I'm going to look for you, good. Put one in that left rear. All right, buddy, go ahead. You got the leader at the start finish. I don't know where the pace car is. We'll be careful. Hey, after all that work, they didn't want those stuff. So these are the things you put a bonsai run on. They should be good.
There's a trouble out here, Ron.
NASCAR was saying that crosser was on them, but looked like they must have been looking for debris or something. But I don't see anything. Nothing turns around. Nobody looks like they're pulling out.
How many laps there are to go, but if they keep doing that on, those guys are going to have enough tires left.
No, they're running out. It's exciting right now. He said the price of a tire and upset is going up fast. Hey, the 48 come get all they want. They didn't want any more than that. All right, anybody scanning for a Hendrick car, we're going to be around a little bit longer, and then there's going to be free games down here once we leave. You may come get the tires if you need them. Hey, Ronnie, after this lead left car is fit, hey, Jeff, we're going to come back down pit road. Let's fill it up, guys. Not this time, my boy. John Custer, or somebody back in the truck, can I have an update on the 29 car, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
When I was here, they looked like about the same shape we were in, so I'd say about the same amount of time.
Let's go fix it, though.
The ground, though, right now, just beating out the fenders, and it looks like they'll be ready to go pretty soon.
Four. They were only about 47. Four laps, we're going home. We can fix this time. Let's stop it off, guys. Fill her up.
Tires and fuel, right?
Oh, well, tires are too much of a commodity right now.
You want 100 seconds?
He's on my road. Be attention, man, buddy.
Water's 190 right now, but it's been around 200. Water, 220, 230 oil.
You guys just hang on a second. There's a couple more coming. The 17 will go by and they'll be all clear. All right, go ahead.
Saying that earlier, that I was a little concerned they were getting warm under caution there right before we wrecked. You know, water was almost 220. Oil was 250.
We opened the grill a little bit in the garage just to make sure, but it's good to know things.
How about that clutch? Is that any better today?
Not
clutch, it's good. Hey. I don't trust all these boys on pit road to make sure you get a good count of stickers when we pull it in.
I'm going to put them on a cart and have champion mode.
Yeah, boy, at least push it down to 48 or the 25 so somebody keeps an eye on them. Get down the drain. We're done. Ain't down the fuel, yeah. Sorry.
Hey, you want to go when you get in there? Want to go. I've got four cars behind you.
Hey, somebody at the truck, bring the gas car back to pit road, please.
Lap on, all clear. Massey got the 7 car, and the L1 coming up behind you, all 4. Looks like they're going to come outside. Outside, 2 outside. Got the 0 coming off the pit road also. Looks like he's got damage. He's probably lapped down, I believe.
Steve, I need you up here for a second, please.
Coming to the green, the 0 car just coming off of turn 2 off pit road. Cars off. Green, green, green. Not coming off pit road. They're all clear. No fence. Caution's out. Caution's out. Carter's back during the fence lead.
He do?
They must have lost it down there at 3 and 4. Back to square in the fence.
This turned out to be quite a night.
I see a first time winner. I don't know who it's going to be, but I can see a first time winner. Hey, Jeff, I think you're just
going to
stay out.
Tell
me last one time.
We're staying out.
Well, we're just going to stay out.
Well, I agree with that. We can cut the pace a little bit if we want to.
Yeah, I think running that pace is just a touch slower. And the, well, as the fuel starts to catch us, we'll come in for our last set of tires. Okay, they're starting in the pits. The 10 and the 11 cross each other off on a tick tire stop, and I believe we might have some stuff.
What happened?
I don't know. They all come in with two tires. And both cars leave, and one has one by the fire seat. I have no idea what happened. Oh, it looks like a full moon.
That 20 car car, it doesn't look that bad.
pretty well, not the top, man, but the problem is I think I pushed the deck lid up and the spoiler down. Bad combination. Did lose the rear bumper, though. Be worth a little something.
There's something come in and fix that.
I doubt it. This is pretty wrecked, though. Now that it goes by me again, it's pretty wrecked. Somebody's on the same page. We're going to run through one more time. As soon as we pass that 5-star, we're going to park it.
That's before we do that.
31. 30 when you come by in the yellow this time. That'll leave about 80 laps for us guys to be chatting.
I shouldn't be abusing that right front at all right now.
Well, we've got a setup here we're going to burn up anyway. We're going to run probably maybe 10 or 12 laps. Someone can come in and put on 4. We'll run until we pass the 5 and take it to the garage.
You want to go when you get here, Jeff?
Want to go.
You're going back to the back again, right, Jeff?
Yeah, as I get over here, I'm going to start letting off.
Personal. Go in here and get my poison attention for me.
Hello, you got about 3 common, lap cars. 2 coming anyway right now. Looks like it might be it. About 6 or 7 more behind you, bottling around. 1 more behind you on the track, and a 20 car just coming off the pit road. 29 the car behind you. And then 20 coming off turn 2 off pit road. Coming hard down the back, pace cars off. Coming hard. Coming on the high side. Green, green, green.
Just flying off the 20 car.
A little careful with him, too. I think his game is, a little worse than he thinks.
I think he's starting to find that out now.
Stay at home.
Side, outside, clear, clear.
Two more laps going on the pace. All right, Jeff, we'll come this side. Get this side, 4 tires. Still driving, all right?
100 seconds.
Guys, 4 tires, no gas. We should be our last stop, yeah? 4 tires, no gas. 5 away. 3 away. We're here. They're all clear. The field's just going by.
8 bar coming off, too. 6. 4 bar. 2 outside. All clear. Clear. 49 has the motor going down on them, so just watch them coming off, too.
Cars is out, cars is out. Another car in the fence.
Turn 4, he's rolling.
How many cautions has that been?
I don't know, a bunch. This is going to sound funny, but now being out there riding around is almost a blessing.
Say that again?
I said it's going to sound bad, but not being out there trying to stay, race for this thing is almost a blessing because these poor guys, heck, I think you only ran 20 laps. People are right front, too.
Yeah, it's definitely not paying off to do that.
We're only 8 laps behind that 5. We're probably this yellow, maybe the one with 2 laps more green. We're all done.
Hey, Jeff, they're staying as caught up as they can to try to get the trucks out there to get cleaned up. So it'll be up the next time by.
Staying out, right?
Careful, we are staying out. By the time we get down below the track, we'll hardly go. We could probably roll a couple minutes and I'll let you know.
I think the
01
just got the monkey dog, now he just lost another lap.
Yeah, well, I'm down here in the 48 today, you watch them on there. They had a flat under yellow. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they broke a valve stem off or what happened.
Really?
Oh, it appears they have a hole in the tire. Put the runner up to the debris. All right, buddy, we're 5 laps short. Let me start staying here and count them down.
Want to go when you get here, Jeff?
Want to go.
Got it, boy.
Yes, sir.
This right here will make 149. We need to cross the start finish line 2 more times.
Stand for him. Wait for your signal.
Stand for him. Checking her out.
That should be the last one. That should be the last there. Okay, the car is off. Ready?
Ready, ready, ready.
Yeah, that's good.
Car is up to the next time.
Oh, back it down, back it down, back it down, back it down, back it down. Right in front of you, back it down, back it down. Middle of 4, flying all over the place. 1 down the bottom, stay in the middle of the track.
The 38, wasn't it?
Yeah, all by itself. Well, people were around him, but nobody hit him.
One car hit him, but it's back to 0.
Oh. No, you mean after erect?
After erect.
Careful, let's put it on the truck. Guys, we're going to get him in Martinsville.
Buddy, we'll be on a mission.
I just want all you guys to know that intermediate program right there, that's a step in the right direction. I know it didn't run long, but that's what we need. Next year, they'll never know where to go. Jeff, I'm going to tell you what. You walk through the garage, it looks like practice. There's no cars in here, but every piece of equipment out here, they've changed everything.
He's not looking too good right now, is he?
He starts coming around, and you have got to run minimum air. I told him one time, we'll run this. We are at minimum air. We're above it. He got nothing to do with these tires.
The 12 car before NASCAR was down at a mandatory car, check their air. They refused to let NASCAR check the air, and they were talking about it.
They said they could check the air or do a pass, whichever they wanted to do. It was their option.